Hey guys, how's it going? This is the CW Chinwag podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 4 of season 7 of Arrow. So, episode went show.
I actually thought this was a really good episode. I think that this is the best episode so far this season. And things are starting to heat up a bit, which is good.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the best so far, because I thought, like, out of the CW series that we follow, this was the weakest so far, but now I'm not so sure.
Agree. Like I said, it's been a bit of a slow burner so far. I mean, still disappointed Ollie's in a prison.
We know that's going to end at least, because we know he has to be out for the crossover.
But at least it's kind of it's going somewhere now. Like, it's quite intriguing, this whole, it's like memory watch.
Yeah, I couldn't know, like, this guy who we meet in prison, who we'll talk about in a minute, is he the demon, or?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking watching it. Potentially, I guess, like, it would be kind of a good spin if the man who's controlling everything and the link to Diaz is actually a prison worker.
Yeah, because he seemed far too corrupt to be, like, actually.
Yeah, he's not doing things by the book, is he?
But, right, so let's talk about how the episode started. It started with Ollie down in his new level 2 prison, where there's, like, some weird, like, light effects going on.
That solitary confinement thing, because he said he's not being fed or given water, so he's just locked in that room with the lights on at all times, I guess.
Yeah, but it's like flickering, there's like some weird noises, like messing with his head and that.
Because he a bit later on when he goes back as well, he says, like, oh, you've worked out a way of telling the morning.
Yeah, he said you've done well to keep track of time.
Yeah, so he's in there at all times then, I guess.
So, like, this psychiatrist comes in and, like, Ollie pretty much opens up to him about, like, his plan to, like, get Diaz through, like, the psychiatrist's tricky questions.
Yeah, but because he seemed very, like, obsessed with Ollie's, like, plan.
Yeah, like, he's not like this with every prisoner, surely. Like, I think he's quite interested in Ollie.
Yeah. And, like, his whole crusade.
Yeah, and he gives on about his dad quite a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't. I think there's either going to be, like you said, that he's potentially the demon, or that he's, like, got a past link.
Yeah, I think he knows Robert. So we come back and forth to Ollie and the psychiatrist throughout the episode. But the first part outside of the prison we see is Felicity and Renee with the silencer trying to interrogate her to find where Diaz. And, like, they're getting nowhere, basically. And Felicity's like, I want you to torture him. But MacDog was like, nah, because that's why he got kicked out of the Navy, wasn't it? Because he was dishonorably discharged for, like, treating a prisoner badly.
Yeah. It's kind of like this dark twist now with Felicity. It's actually making her kind of interesting, I think, where she is willing to go to no lengths now because she's lost everything.
Yeah. I still don't like her, but it is, like, slightly more interesting than the desk jockey. We see the new Green Arrow is being applauded by, like, there's, like, Dinah and Renee go to this, like, community meeting, where they're talking about the support and the Star City and that. And they mention that how crime rate has gone up since the Vigilantes disappeared, and all the community are saying they want them back. Which is kind of crazy.
That's kind of what when Renee was at his, like, self-defense class as well, it's kind of the feeling of everyone, isn't it? That they were safer with the vigilantes around.
Yeah. And they say about how the new Green Arrow was quicker to respond to the police. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, go on.
Any thoughts on who the new Green Arrow might be?
I don't know, because I always had a sneaky feeling it was going to be Felicity at one point.
My wife said that to me. Well, kid. She said that, and I was like, no, please not.
Well, Felicity. I don't think so. After we see him, maybe her, a couple of times throughout the episode, and just, I think, a few of the stunts that he pulls and a few of the, like, voice tricks, I'm not sure I believe that now. But we'll go into why in a bit.
Yeah.
So, we've got one of the flash forwards into the future Star City, because Roy and William have come back to Star City. They're away from the island. and the beacon coordinates have changed in his little arrowhead. And they're still following that, which brings them to Smoke Tech.
Yeah, so obviously Felicity's future but business.
Like, they say how the coordinates have changed and they think, oh, that must be Felicity. And then Rory's like, oh, that's impossible. But then it cuts away. We don't know why it's impossible in a minute.
Yeah.
And we do find out why in this episode, but we'll go into that when we get there. And there's like, whilst Dinah and Renee are at that community meeting, there's like a you see some guy putting some bomb through like a air vent, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And there's like
the
attack, and Renee's daughter gets caught up in the blast, and the arrow turns up to save her. But then, instantly so, after, like on the news, the arrow is named as the terror suspect.
Yeah, that's they say, because the green arrow is there, but obviously Renee knows that he saved his daughter.
But even Dinah's like, well, why was he there in the first place?
Yeah. She's kind of getting on my nerves this season.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her. But we see like Zoe, Renee's daughter, in hospital, and a cool little nod when Curtis turns up with a Bebo for her.
Nod to Legends.
Link to Legends there. Like, has that changed the timeline? Did Bebo exist anyway?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, Bebo is a real thing, but I guess they were like early 90s. I think.
Wait, what? They were a real thing in real life.
Yeah.
No.
They're like original.
Were they actually?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Before my time, let's say.
Yeah. That was my era.
Right. I did not know that. That's quite interesting. So go back.
Now I feel like I'm wrong.
Well, you might be. I have no idea. We go back to Ollie in a cell with the psychiatrist, and like he says, "Are you ready to talk?" And he's like, "Never." So they just straight up inject him with something, which I'm assuming is some sort of like truth serum.
Yeah, because it gets him to open up immediately.
And he asks him like, "Why did you become a hero?" And he goes on about his dad, and he talks about like on the lifeboat, and like he says about this third person who in the last six series we never ever saw. You know, dad killed him.
Yeah.
Like, how did we not hear about this guy already? Like, we've heard the story of Ollie on the lifeboat, like, multiple times, but never ever mentioned this third bloke.
No.
I thought it was quite odd.
And it was, because he was saying, like, he. Do you think maybe that third bloke, though, is the guy that's linked?
What guy?
Like,
he knows him.
Yeah, so he might have been, like, related to him in some way, and that's why he's annoyed, because his dad, like, they all survived, and then his dad killed him anyway just so Ollie could live.
And this guy was going in on Ollie about, like, it's your dad's fault you're like this, like, if you hadn't promised him this then you wouldn't have become a murderer, and all this kind of actually made a bit of sense to me, but obviously, like, the show wouldn't be the show if he didn't, so I'm glad he did.
Well, and he's saying that the way Ollie's going is going to make William have the same thoughts.
Oh, yeah, that William might become like Ollie.
Yeah, like, he will have the same crusade now that Ollie's in jail.
Yeah, possibly. So then it cuts to a bit where Laurel is there doing her actual DA work, and Felicity turns up, and she's like, how did you get past my security? And she's on about how she's like a hacktivist and went to MIT and whatnot. But, she's like, what, you're actually doing this? And Laurel's like, why does everyone find that so hard to believe? And she's like, because you're a murderer, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, I'm actually doing this for Quentin, because her Quentin and her Ollie died in her timeline. Like, it's weird to think, like, we never actually saw Laurel with her Ollie. Her Ollie was already dead, like, when we were introduced to her.
Yeah.
But I would, like, it must be awkward for her, like, seeing Ollie.
Well, yeah, because she was so, like, cold before. It wasn't like she struggled. I guess she never took it. Like, I guess she could have killed Ollie once upon a time, but she never found it harder, like, fighting him, because he was in the same
body,
like, skin.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
So she's saying she needs help with the silencer. And Laurel's like, what? You've got her, like, tied up? And she's like, She's like, oh, I'm liking this new site to you. And so that's a weird little team up.
Yeah.
Like, the wife of Ollie and, like, sort of the widow of Ollie.
Yeah. Well, again, it's shown as well, like, Felicity's not worried what length she goes to get the
egg. Yeah, she's just using any way, anyone she can. But we find out Dinah says there's some sort of attack going on at another place, and her and Mad Dog go to stop it, and the Green Arrow's already there. Dinah's got like a gun up to her, the arrow saying put the gun down, but then like Rennie steps in the way and it's like, no, yeah. Let him her go. I think they all believe it's a him at this point, don't they?
Yeah. They might well say that it's a her, but when we seen the Green Arrow like next to Renee and like it's too big to be
you're possibly right, but Renee's quite a spook.
Yeah, I guess. But I just like stocky shoulders.
But the other thing is, for all we know, they could be using one of those like voice changer things that Ollie used to use.
Yeah, they could well. But, yeah,
it sounded far too manly.
Yeah, I'm not ruling out that it's a woman. I just think the way they've done it so far, if it is a woman, I'll be.
Yeah, that was the point where my whole like it could be Felicity theory got a bit shaky. Because then, like, also when he gets away, he just kind of like jumps on a car and does a front flip off of it, which I don't think Felicity is capable of doing.
No, because she's been off doing her other life. There's been no time for her to learn to be badass.
No.
Or certainly not enough time. Because the Green Arrow's doing a decent job, you know?
But like back when the community were talking about him, they say that the Green Arrow's always there faster. So it's like, it's not like a one-time thing. This Green Arrow is actually out there fighting crime.
Yeah, but we have never seen Felicity and the Green Arrow.
Also like in episode one, there was like, they mentioned the new Green Arrow and Felicity just wrote it off straight away, maybe as a disguise or like just to throw off the scent, you know?
Yeah, maybe. It'd be a very big twist, but it would be very unbelievable.
I think the only unbelievable part of it is the skill set.
Yeah.
Also, like, how is she firing arrows? There's no way. Like, Ollie learned it over, like, 5 years on an island.
Exactly. Like, if it was to be, like, it's not going to be, but say it was Roy again... You could at least justify
the skill set.
Roy like kicking ass. But you couldn't justify Felicity doing it. And like you said, he's out in the community doing it. It's not like she's just doing it every now and then. When we see it, it's happening off camera as well.
See, now I'm not too sure what I'd prefer. If this Green Arrow is someone that we knew or a brand new character.
I think I'd rather it was a new character than like a real letdown. Like, oh, it's just there.
Yeah, but then like, what if it's someone that we find in the future flash forwards and it turns out
they could do it like that. They could introduce it, in the future. And then we find out that this is where the Green Arrow was born.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go, because otherwise these future parts really like we said before, they have no like consequences because they're in the future and like have to box themselves into this future now.
Yeah, like unless they go on for another 15 seasons, we're never going to catch up with that timeline.
But I'm also like sort of hoping that like if they somehow change it, they say that like the timeline's different, we can alter the timeline, because now we know like Felicity can never really die if it's in.
Valid point, yeah.
You know what I mean? We can never actually be worried for Felicity's life because we know that she's alive in the future if that happens to be true.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a
same with William, same with Roy, same with Dinah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that it does say, like, maybe they speak to Barry and he says, like, the future is not concrete, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, that might all come out in the, like, crossover.
Yeah, true.
But then it seems weird that they're going to do, like, the future thing for the whole season, you'd have thought.
I know, because it's like, why is that even coming to a head? It's just weird.
Yeah. It's kind of cool, like, when they do the future bits, but then, like you said, they're just backing themselves into corners that...
They have to follow.
Yeah.
Okay. This week's episode, we see Ollie back in his cell being interrogated with the truth serum again. And he says, like, go to hell. After being injected again. So the guy's like, oh, you've become immune to it. So it's time to get the machine. Like, he's some sort of machine now. And that they leave it at that. And we see Felicity and Black Siren trying to interrogate the silencer.
Yeah.
And, like, basically Laurel's like, I've had my way with her. If I go any harder, I'm going to kill her. And I still got out of her.
Yeah. So she says, like, she's going to go down with her little, like, screwdriver and that and try and torture her more. But she's like, Laurel's like, no, like, use your head. Come on, like, you've got a massive brain. Use that instead of trying to be,
you're
like,
being too emotional about it. Like, yeah. Instead of, you don't want to torture her.
Yeah, it's not, torture is not going to work. Like, use your brain, use your head. We can, you can do it another way.
Yeah. We also see, like, Diggle's very small part in this episode.
Yeah, there was no, like, carry on about him and his wife, was there?
No, which is good. But, like, Renee had a call whilst he was arrested. Did I talk about that? Did we talk about how she arrested him?
No, no, we went off point. But, yeah, so Dinah arrested him for getting in the way of the Green Arrow.
Yeah, so because he stopped her from arresting the Green Arrow, she arrested him, which I thought was ridiculous.
Yeah. That's just part of why she's getting on my nerves. This
but also, like, Diggle talks to her, and then she's like, and he says about how Quentin Lance knew that you needed more than just the law to get things done.
Because even, like, Lance, Lance, like, back in the day, still worked with Ollie when he was the Green Arrow, even though he'd spent a lot of time trying to catch him.
But, like, I find it ridiculous how fast she just changed her mind, let him go. Like, yeah, we could use you and your Green Arrow friend if we have to.
Yeah, because he had info, didn't he, on the guy.
The arsonist guy, yeah. Yeah, the arrow told Renee he knows who's starting the fires.
Yeah.
So then when he told Diggle to check out the name, he used his Argus links to find out that, yes, he's a known arsonist. So the info was good.
It was quite funny. He's like, I knew to call you John. Renee was, and he was like, and Felicity never answered with his one phone call.
And so that's the point I'm going to bring up. Like, Dinah, like, also, I find her, like, position to be too flexible. Like, she hated Black Syra and Lazarus to the point of wanting to murder her whenever she saw her. To the point of turning on Team Arrow. But now she was, like, fine with working with her, fine with her police protection. It's too much. Like, how have you changed your mind so rapidly?
Yeah, I don't think that amount of beef could ever be to the point where it's like, we're going to have to put it aside for the greater good.
No, like, literally murdered the man she loves.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, Ollie would never do that if someone killed Felicity.
Well, AP would, but... so what's next? We see a future part again, where they're at Smoke Tech, but it's in, like, ruins.
Yeah.
Wait, I have the question... Is Smoke Tech current? Because I know when Ray Palmer was in Arrow, he handed it over to Felicity, and her and Curtis were working there. But we've not heard a lot about it for ages.
Well, I thought she'd lost it because they were starting their own business. Didn't she lose it funding, like, Ollie's, like, mayor campaign and stuff like that?
So what, does it still exist, or was it just, like, liquidized, or what?
Yeah, I thought they lost it, and then they went into business together.
But, like, they might have lost it, yeah. Was it just, like, someone bought them out, and the building's still called Smoke Tech?
Yeah, I think it's, maybe, she got, like, the board voted her off or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, it might well still be Smoke Tech, I guess.
I think that must be the case. But anyway, it's in, like, ruins and blah, blah, blah. And Roy and William go up there, and William discovers some sort of puzzle that she'd have left for him.
Yeah.
And find something behind it, but just as they find it, some, like, policeman comes up, like, you should be in here. And I don't really believe policemen would be patrolling a derelict building anyway.
No.
They must have been, like...
No, but if they've got, like, orders as well, so shoot to kill vigilantes, nor would they be saying, like, you shouldn't be in here, if they know that Roy is one, and they know...
Yeah, because, like, what happens then? So Dinah turns up and kicks the copper's ass, and says, you shouldn't be here. Like, you definitely shouldn't be here to Roy, as if he was well known, that they knew he was, like, the Red Arrow or whatever.
Yeah.
So then, is that where, at that point?
Don't they say at this point, she says about, like, the glades of, uprising.
Like, now, like, everyone outside of Star City that wasn't in the glades has been, like, it's left derelict. Everyone alive is still in the glades.
And the police are basically just like the heavies for the people in the glades. Because Roy was surprised that she wasn't police chief still, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So she must have just been outed as
the Janny.
Like, yeah.
Or maybe she goes back into it in prison.
Yeah.
But like they said that the cops killed all vigilantes.
Yeah. So it's got very brutal toward vigilantes now in the future.
But we also in present day, I can't remember, is it Renee and someone discover that the buildings that are being burnt by this arsonist are then being bought out by a different company?
Oh yeah, so yeah, that's what they're doing. They're putting in bids on buildings. Or like for low amounts or something like that, then the buildings are being burnt down. So whoever's building is has no real like option but to sell or yeah. whatever. But they're getting all these buildings for cheap.
Yeah, and that's they said it was all in the Glades as well.
Yeah. So
obviously this kind of links to what's happening in the future for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's interesting to see where that's going to go. Like who's buying out? Because I can't see it being Diaz.
No, he's got like his own stuff going on.
We didn't actually see this episode.
No, he wasn't in it at all.
Strange considering that's last episode was when he like gained his super strength.
Yeah. That was the last time he was in it, wasn't it? And that's what they're doing. It's like every other week they're going on different storylines in a minute because there was no future flash forwards, was there, the week before?
Was there not?
And no. Well, one of the weeks there was no. Yeah, there was no flash forwards.
Maybe they haven't got quite enough of it to show every episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next bit we see is Ollie strapped into this machine. Which, like, how did they do this about him putting up a fight? And I can't remember what he calls it. He says it's like a memory, like, extractor.
Yeah.
And he basically just like says, I don't know why the machine does what it actually does, but he just ends up talking to Ollie again. And Ollie's talking about what he's seeing. And he goes into like some sort of vision of him and William on the boat in the same situation.
Yeah, it's like if he was in that situation, what would he have done with his son?
And he did pretty much the same thing.
But he said, forget about me. He didn't say, I want you to right my wrongs.
Yeah.
But yeah, he still shot himself and was just like, forget I ever existed.
Which is a bit weird.
Because every time they finish like their therapy or whatever, he'd say, who are you, wouldn't it? And he'd be like, I'm Oliver Queen. And then was it at the end of that one when he asked him who he was?
And he said he's agent, inmate.
Four or five.
So what, has he just like sort of damaged his memory now or something?
Well, yeah. Has he physically, well, not physically, but has he got to the point where he has broken in and he can't remember or he's choosing to ignore it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably Ollie trying to throw him off.
Yeah.
So we also see they work out from these like cells that the next building to be burned down because they know someone's put a bid on it, so that means it's probably going to get burned down. So they get there, and it's like at a cinema where like they're watching like the Karate Kid or something. Like, who's still watching that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's like paying to go out and watch that film?
And it was a packed cinema as well.
But, like, they find the guys behind the screen just, like, setting up their little fire. They take him down with the help of the arrow. But, like, the sprinkler's been turned off.
Yeah.
And like, there's this whole bit where, like, Dinah sees the arrow climbing up the pipe and, like, risking his own self to put out the fire. And she sort of, like, lets him go. She's like, quick, get out there before the cops turn up.
That was another thing as well, which I think, like, the physicality of that couldn't be physical.
No, yeah, true. But like, who could it be?
Well, yeah,
it's really odd. I can't. There's no one left in the series that we know of. No, I can't see it being Roy again.
No. I hope. Well, I don't know. What about Curtis?
No, that's not Curtis. I don't know. I think it could be a woman.
Maybe.
And do we see anything else? We see another part in the future where there's a little bit before that which instantly like made me guess what was about to happen. But Dinah turns up at Renee's house to see how Zoe is and gives her this little canary pin. And straight away there I'm like, maybe she's gonna be like a vigilante in the future. Then we go to the future. and like they're introduced to an older version of Zoe, who is now the Black Canary.
Yeah,
and
but she mentions about like her dad wouldn't be seen
dead in Star City. So yeah. Yeah, I don't know where he is.
Yeah,
bit odd.
She was stupidly overexcited about a little canary badger.
Yeah.
I like put on her pajamas, like it's only a little brooch.
But William, what we didn't see before, when he solved that puzzle, he pulled out a bag, and in the bag was a Rubik's Cube. And he talked about how Felicity like used to make him do them all the time. Which, is this supposed to have happened before like she shipped him off to boarding school?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Because he said he hadn't seen her, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, he says it's a square, wasn't it? Rather than solving it.
And it revealed a map. Which we did, and it's a map of the Glades, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing like either Felicity or someone she's left is leading them to there.
Yeah. But then we find out the bombshell.
Oh yeah, because like William's like is leading us to Felicity. Felicity's like leading us there, and Dinah's like that's impossible because Felicity Smoke is dead.
Yeah. So sorry to break the news.
I'm terrified. But that's all we know so far. That's where it was left. Yeah. And that was actually the last part of the episode, but there was a little bit that we missed where Felicity goes down to torture the silencer.
Yeah.
But like Laurel's like, what are you doing? Stop it upstairs now. And Felicity like throws the screwdriver that she was going to torture with on the floor and goes upstairs and starts like ranting. And as they're ranting at each other, the silencer grabs the screwdriver and frees herself and escapes. But that was the plan. Felicity had planned that.
Yeah.
And she put a tracker on her belt so now they can follow her to see where she goes back to Diaz.
Yeah.
Which is a clever little plan. She used her brain, like Laurel told her.
Yeah, and it worked.
I'm actually liking this little team up because I like Laurel and I like to see her in action.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the end of the episode. If we had to rate it out of 10?
I'd go 8 this week.
I've written 8.5 down on my notes. I thought it was really good.
It was the first one that left me wanting, like, immediately more, you know? Like, I really wanted them to take the Green Arrow's mask off and see who it was.
Yeah, and follow the silencer. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was happy with this week's.
Yeah, I mean, so we'll be back next week for another Chinwag about Arrow.
Yeah.
Also, if you're a Flash or a Legends fan, we do episodes on that.
And
you can follow us on Twitter at WChinwag.
And on Bill's YouTube channel.
Yeah, at Grit Bilbo on YouTube.
And we shall see you next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
Yep, bye.